Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Masalgo. Welcome to this in-studio session. We're at In Your Ear Studios in Richmond with the Wood Brothers, along with a group of WNRN members and friends. The Wood Brothers are playing tonight at the National in Richmond. That show starts at 7:30 with Mason Via. Doors open at 6:30. They are also with a new album now called Puff of Smoke. It's available on Honey Jar Records. That's distributed by 30 Tigers. It's so great to have these guys here. I know we're in for a special treat. Chris, Oliver, Jono, welcome. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I want to jump right into the best part. Let's hear a song.
God listens, is what I read. We are high on a sign, that's what it said. 800 phone number, give it a call. Still on hold, growing old, waiting for God. And I pray God listens. God listen, say it's true. I need a girlfriend, guitar strings, a transmission too. Then there's world peace, the hungry, the sick and all, the helpless, the hopeless, waiting for God. And I pray God listen. Pray God listen. Ooh, to the band I'm in and the song we're singing. Yeah, I pray God listen. Ooh, pray God listen. Ooh, and he's smiling down, 'cause he likes the sound.
We are live in studio with the Wood Brothers at In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. They've got a show tonight at the National. Doors open at 6:30. Music starts at 7:30 with Mason Via. I'm really glad you guys played that song, Pray God Listens. It's one on the new album, Puff of Smoke. But it leads into a question I was hoping to ask you, so the timing was perfect. I understand that you played that song live for the first time in the Commonwealth at the Harvester Performance Center in Rocky Mount. And it leads me to ask you about how you work in new material in your shows. Do the songs come first? Does the album come first? And then what's the process like for you?
Yeah, whenever we have a new record, we usually save the songs until they get released. And a few songs get released ahead of time before the actual album release date. So we started playing a couple of these songs a little before the record came out. And it's probably a good pace because it's hard to incorporate all new material all at once. So we just sort of add it in gradually. And you know, it takes practice, too, to take a song from the studio to the stage, too. So,
does the song change as you bring it live?
100%.
Always. Yeah, it's a different medium, you know, like recording the song in the studio. I mean, we're big fans and envious of people like Ray Charles, who would go out in the road and they'd really create a song in front of a live audience night after night, and then call up Ahmed Erdogan back at Atlantic and be like, this one's really hitting out here. Let's get in the studio. And we don't do that, you know. Like we have a lot of material, and we're playing a lot of old stuff. We're always reinventing our old stuff, but playing live is a different medium completely. So sometimes what we do in the studio, it doesn't necessarily work live if we try to recreate it exactly, but we don't really aspire to that. We aspire to make it as best it can be for the live experience. So, and it's just our music, so we can mess it up however we want and rearrange it however we want. And as long as people recognize the song, I think everyone wins.
The Wood Brothers are playing tonight at the National in Richmond. Doors open at 6:30. They've also got a new album called Puff of Smoke, available now on 30 Tigers Records. Would you care to play another one for us?
Song called Witness, also from the new record. Just a witness. I'm not the egghead. I'm not the Einstein. I'm not the quickest bunny. I'm not the mastermind. I'm not the nobody's fool. So I'm not the genius. I'm just a witness. Just a witness. I'm not the rusty nail. I'm not the Manhattan. I'm not the dark and stormy. I'm not the old fashioned. I'm not the pound of Jesus. Sure enough, not the slow gin fizz. I'm just a witness. Witness. Yeah.
sloppy dog. I'm not the scoundrel. I'm not the mojo working. I'm not the cream dream. I'm not the Casanova. I'm not the loving machine. I'm not the alimony. Sure enough, not the hot mess. I'm just a witness.
The Wood Brothers are with us live in studio on WNRN. We're at In Your Ear Studios in Richmond, and they've got a show tonight at the National in Richmond. Doors open at 6:30. They also have a new album, Witnesses on the New Puff of Smoke. It's available now on 30 Tigers Records. I believe I'm correct in stating that you recorded that album in Nashville. Is that right?
Correct.
How much does location come into play when you record an album?
The place in Nashville is our studio. It's like our clubhouse.
So it's a lot.
Yeah. It means a lot. Yeah, that's like a place we feel very at home at. Unlike renting, you know, you can rent a beautiful, nice, pristine studio, but you kind of feel like a guest. When we record in our place in Nashville, it's like being at home, a second home. And we have all our instruments there, and we have our engineer, Brooke Sutton, who recorded the record and who is, you know, like a fourth member of the band when we're in there working together. So it just feels like we're in this playhouse, and we get to experiment with all of our different instruments, which there are a lot of there, and play. You know, it's just, it's fun. We don't know how it's going to turn out, and that's the joy of it, you know.
Do you invite other musicians over for, like, a sleepover? Like,
absolutely not. No, that's, yeah, inner circle only, special invite.
How do you know when it's time to do a new album?
When management...
There's a sort of a natural cycle that happens every couple of years, I think. We kind of get restless and we get excited about new songs gestating over the year. And
The songs build up. We got to get these down.
Yeah. You know. And then you get a deadline and you're off to the races.
The Wood Brothers will be playing tonight at the National in Richmond. The doors open for that show at 6:30. And this album we're talking about is called Puff of Smoke. I know you guys have a lot to do today, but do you have time for one more?
We do. We're going to play another one here. It's called The Trick.
Good luck. and the hammers and tick of the clock. You're waking up rude, your mind won't stop. Trucks in the alley and the hauling and nails, finishing up that soul for sale. A west of wet rain, shut it all down, washing away. Clean up the town, wish you could die every now and then. Wake up fresh, start over again. Well, she held me tight, couldn't breathe for a while. Could have died right then with a big old smile. But you know things change like it's all for naught. Where she kissed my cheek, I still feel the spot. I still feel the spot.
The Wood Brothers are with us live in studio on WNRN, sharing music from their new album, Puff of Smoke, and they'll be performing this evening at the National in Richmond. We sure appreciate you guys being here. Before we go, though, I wanted to talk for just a minute. Chris, if you could speak to the charitable component to your shows.
So I actually live in British Columbia, up in Canada, and my wife's a biologist, and, you know, I'm very conservation and environmentalistly leaning, and so we actually were able to set up this amazing relationship with someone up there, the Nature Trust of BC, who conserves land for North American migration corridors, you know, so because the wildlife doesn't know any borders. The cool thing is $1 of every ticket that we sell goes to the shows, but and I'm looking at my monitor so I can get this information right because it's really important, but thanks to the North American Wetlands Conservation Act, each dollar we donate is matched by $2 from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So it's like it really adds up to something by the end of the year, and we've been able to, through this organization, acquire wetlands and save some of these, you know, important areas for birds to land, quite frankly, because they're hurting. We got a lot of problems, but they got way more problems.
So when people attend the show tonight at the National in Richmond, that show starts at 6:30, they're doing a good thing for wildlife as well. I also wanted to mention that you guys are approaching a big milestone. 20th anniversary is coming up soon for the Wood Brothers. That's amazing. 9 studio albums so far. Did you ever think it would go this far? 20 years?
Try not to think about it.
Yeah, I haven't thought about it. It just keeps going. It's perpetual.
All we have is now.
Really want to thank you guys for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and thanks for supporting the music and music in general. What
yeah, thanks everybody for coming. Great. This is so cool.
Once again, that new album is Puff of Smoke. It's available now on 30 Tigers Records. This has been an in-studio session with the Wood Brothers on WNRN. We have been coming to you live from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. Big thank you to Carlos and the crew at In Your Ear Studios for their support, our WNRN staff that's here, all of our members and our friends, and especially all of you who are listening today. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masalgo.